Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me this week. As we brought last week's broadcast to a close, I began to minister on a message which I've entitled The Restored Generation. And perhaps you have heard for a very long time, because it has been preached and prophesied for decades, that a final great harvest is coming in. And as I was praying just before coming on the air, I was praying for the body of Christ, not just here in this nation, but around the world, that we are the body of Christ, fitly put and framed together as the Spirit of God has desired. And I was just praying. I said, Lord, let us have the mind of Christ. And then without even thinking, I said, Lord, let us have the heart of Christ. If we're to have the mind of Christ, well, surely we should have the heart of Christ, which is a heart of love and compassion that will sacrifice to reach out to those who don't have a relationship with our wonderful Lord like we can enjoy and appreciate. And I was thinking of the Great Commission, as you've heard declared, that commission has never changed. When Jesus ascended to heaven, his final words were, he said, preach the gospel. And he said that Great Commission, which we have called it, go into all nations, teaching them to observe whatsoever things I have commanded you, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He said that until his word is preached in all nations, when that occurs, then the end shall come. And so that has been the 2,000 plus year ministry of the body of Christ. And with that is the awareness, because of God's heart, because of his loving kindness, if he has poured out his mercy and grace and long suffering upon us as individuals and on the nations of the earth, that we could come to a saving knowledge of Jesus as the closing moments of time approach. How often have you heard, you know, we're in the end times, Jesus is coming back soon? Well, in his great mercy, he would then give one last appeal by the Spirit of God, the Spirit and the bride say, come, come and drink freely of the waters of life. This is the call he wants to be heard from the mouths of his people, that no matter how desperate a situation is, no matter how corrupt and a sinner could be, there God's mercy and grace is extended, and God will forgive sin and bring us, those that don't know him. Think of the joy that you experience. Just think, those that are hopeless and desperate, they have no answers. Their lives are a shipwreck and they don't know where to turn. They've tried perhaps every avenue in the world. Nothing has helped them. They are in despair. They are hopeless. They don't know what to do. That's why there's such an eruption of violence and anger and the things of the flesh that are just erupting, because there's such misery and anger and confusion. Beloved, the Church of Jesus Christ have the answers. It can be summed up in one word, and that is Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. And with the beautiful message of the gospel, it is truly good news. He has given everything through the atoning sacrifice of Jesus, all things that pertain to life and godliness. Not only our eternal salvation, but the things that pertain to this day-to-day life on this planet. Our Father knows the things we have need of. He's given us the precious privilege of prayer that we can come to Him and pray, not only for our needs, for those of our loved ones, but to pray for those who don't know the Lord. You may be up in years. You may be confined to your home. There's no way you are ever going to travel to the far ends of the earth. But beloved, your prayers are so powerful and impactful. As much as people have preached and studied on prayer, I don't think we've even scratched the surface of the dynamic, the wonderful privilege God has given to us to partner with Him in the work of the harvest. And so, beloved, if indeed Jesus is coming soon, if indeed this may be the last generation, as many have spoken, then God is going to restore the things, He's going to restore the years that the enemy, that the pava worm, the caterpillar, and the canker worm hath eaten. He is going to do that. There is going to be an anointing upon the church. Yes, there was a wonderful, powerful anointing on the early church. They preached the word with signs following, but I believe it is nothing compared to what we're going to see in terms of the outpouring of the Spirit of God in these days. He will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. That's what the prophet Joel declared. And so, beloved, we are living in exciting times. And I have to read to you just three verses in the book of Acts, and found in the third chapter, verses 19 through 21. And these are the words of Peter. They'd gone up to the temple to pray, and a lame man who had been lame from his mother's womb, was placed daily at the gate, and Peter looked at him and he said, "Look on us." And of course he did, expecting that maybe he'd get, he was a beggar, so he might receive some money. And Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." He took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he went into the temple leaping and praising God. Beloved, the miracles that our hearts have desired, your heart has desired, my heart has desired, is to see not only salvation, but that work of healing and deliverance for the whole man, including the physical body. Jesus preached the gospel. He preached the good news. He spoke of God's will, God's heart, God's plan, but also He healed the multitude, all that came to Him, lepers, and He raised the dead. He restored blind eyes, opened deaf ears. God hasn't changed. If that was His will then, don't you suppose He wants to do it today? And the amazing thing, if He could do it with that motley group of disciples He had, He surely could do it with us. Amen? Let's believe for that. God is doing a work today. But let me read to you the verses I said I was going to share. These are the words of the apostle. "Repent ye, therefore." What do you think of? "My people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray." He's talking to believers. "And be converted." Remember, Jesus said to Peter, "When thou art converted," he believed in Jesus, "strengthen the brethren." So there is repentance, there's a conversion, there's a sanctification process. Let me start again. Without comment. "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and He shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you." Jesus is coming back in bodily form, but He's already sent the Spirit of Jesus back. That's the Holy Spirit. And verse 20, "He shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom," listen to this, "the heaven must receive," that's where He is right now, until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now, beloved, I believe that we as Christians, however God moves upon us, we all have a calling, we all have a destiny. Whatever your role is, it doesn't matter. You could be the best office worker in the entire building. You could, you know, be moved to go into education or politics or sports, no matter what the avenue is, no matter what the sector is in society, you have a place where you can be a wonderful influence for Jesus. But let me say this, as much as we should strive for that, I do not believe we're going to get the earth in shape. We're going to have everything cleaned up, cleared up, so, and it's going to be just a lovely place for Jesus finally to come back. He's not waiting for us to do it. He wants us to obey him, but this world is only going to be set straight when Jesus Christ returns. And if you, yeah, I know there's some people that really believe the Antichrist has already come. We're living in the book of the Kingdom Age, the book of, it's like, wait a minute, what about all those plagues and stuff? I'm sorry. To me, I believe the word of God. I believe there are yet things. There's a literal Antichrist to be revealed. There may have been Antichrist types in past history, but in terms of what Revelation declares, we have yet to see that occur, or the earth does, whether we're here with Jesus. I'm not going in that direction. So that word used for restoration, it says that Jesus is a restorer, who heaven receives until the time of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets. That Greek word for restoration relates to a return or restoration of a thing to its former condition. The Hebrew word for it is shub, is movement back to the point of departure. God's never lost his game plan. He created man to rule and have dominion on the earth. That is what is going to be restored. We shall rule and reign with Jesus. Are we going to be perfect, sinless? No. But our heart, just as Paul, we're striving to press on to approach the measure of the stature of a perfect man, that of Christ Jesus. Well, beloved, I wish I had an hour, but I must bring this broadcast to a close, and we're going to pick up tomorrow right at this point. I invite you to tune in. If any time you miss the broadcast, you can go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and they are there a number of years for your listening pleasure. I love you, beloved, my UCM family, my radio family. Even if you've never written, I pray for you, because God knows who you are. And if you should write, it'll make me very happy to meet you for the first time by letter. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.